Hello and welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we're going to be talking about the School Librarian of the Year Award because, oh gosh, when was it? Back in September, November? Yeah. I decided to nominate Claire because she does a fantastic job and I thought, hey, if other people can get it, I'm sure we can.
Yeah.
So I nominated you and I thought nothing of it because I don't win anything. I don't help anybody else win anything. And then they were like, you've been longlisted. And
yeah,
like,
I read the email in the Christmas holidays. Been
but we got back and I gave you basically loads of work to do.
It's a really big form to fill in. Yeah, it's quite a long form. Yeah. It's taken me a long time to do. And I didn't start it in the Christmas holidays because I was in Australia, so I couldn't start it then. So I had to start it when I got back to school, and it is taking some time. But
it is. It's like what, 4 or 5 pages worth of questions? And you've got to answer those questions in depth and then provide evidence, provide pictures. I mean, you've only really had like
I think I'm up to about 18 pages long.
Yeah, it's like a proper essay.
Yeah.
Dissertation on your library. Yeah. Now I just feel bad. I was like, I want you to win this award. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I gave you like the worst homework. about yourself for like 800,000 words.
I know.
You don't like bragging about yourself.
No, I don't like bragging about myself. I don't like it. And it's really tough. And I tell you what's really hard about it is saying I in it all the time. I, because I consider we are a team.
Yeah, and, but I think, you know, most of the ideas are yours. I don't mind you saying I.
Yeah.
But you're a team player.
I'm a team player, so I'm struggling to do the I do this, I do that, when I know that at the end of the day it is a team effort. But, yeah, there's quite a lot of things. First of all, they want you to talk about the school and the neighbourhood and basically do a bit of a description of your school and talk about SEN, EAL.
I mean, this is
pupils.
Where I was a bit worried with the application, because when you look at like past winners, they've all come from, well, maybe deprived areas. And we're in quite an affluent area, so I'm like, oh, maybe they'll be like, it's not take us as seriously. But I think, you know, it's actually harder. It's very hard to sell books to people that have the money to buy their own books.
Yeah,
because then you get this snobbery.
You get a bit of arrogance.
Oh, well, I could buy that book. Or I don't want to share a book with someone else. I want my own in my own library, you know, instead of sharing the resources.
So, and we have to work very hard to get kids to borrow the books. So
in an affluent area, you just it's a scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a coin.
So I've talked a little bit about that, and then you've got to describe your library and do job descriptions and a little bit about your career and past and stuff like that, which I don't have necessarily a librarian background. I come from quite a sporty background, but I think that feeds in quite well.
It gives you a different perspective on reading. Because
definitely.
You kind of have this active take to it.
Yeah, they're always fairly amused when I tell them that I have coaching awards in sport.
Yeah, and that you play tennis a lot.
And yet I still read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't have the time. And you're like, well.
Now listen,
I have
here.
Two kids. I've got a dog. I'd play tennis. I do this.
How long are you on your phone?
Yeah.
It talks a little bit about your CPD. How much of that you do, and then we go into the teaching and learning bit. So I have to talk a little bit about the lessons that happen in the learning lounge. Our lessons are teacher led, but we do have, or I do have, quite a lot of input into the lessons. So I do quite a lot of liaising with
the lead.
So I can fill in this and sort of put my little bit of spoke on it, really. So, and then I've got to talk about the library and its environment, you know, how the kids come in, how they treat it, what we do with it, what sort of area it is, am I open to vulnerable students, you know, everything like that. And and that's basically it.
And then if you do get shortlisted, they then come and visit the school.
Yeah, that would be exciting.
We thrive, and I know you thrive, in a setting where you're one-on-one with a person or you can talk to someone.
Yes.
Whereas when it comes to, like, writing stuff down. It's hard of...
Well, it's when to stop as well.
Yeah, because like, you could just carry on.
I could just talk for ages. I mean, when we have visitors in here, I do go on, don't I?
Yeah, they
I?
Spend most of the tour here.
Yeah.
So, word of warning, if you're judging, get ready to talk if Claire's shortlisted.
It is one of the main places that they bring the visitors to because it's
yeah, they always
such a
bring
area.
Them here. Yeah. That's like their cell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we do this other curriculum, but also look at this lovely library.
Yeah.
If you are a school librarian and you are considering this, there is a lot more work involved than you might anticipate. So check your emails over Christmas and don't go to Australia if you apply next year because you might want to start early.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to, they need to nominate the TCA librarian.
Yes. Get on the Twitter, follow TCA, brilliant library.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll nominate
I don't know
her
whether
next
she's,
year.
I don't know whether she's been longlisted or not. I don't
nominating.
Know. But
oh, yeah. Maybe she has.
Maybe somebody did nominate her. I don't
she's
know.
She's fantastic, though.
Yeah.
Lots of ideas.
Yeah. But thank you for longlisting me.
She's grateful, even if she is like, why have I got to write this dissertation? So what have we been reading this week?
Well, I am reading two books currently. I'm getting through Noah Can't Even by Simon James Green, which I'm loving. It's great. I really like this book. I mean, I enjoyed Alex in Wonderland. I know I said this last week, but this book makes me laugh. He went off to this party.
Yep, yeah. I know the one.
He went off to the party, all dressed up, ended up having a kiss with someone he wasn't quite expecting to have a kiss with. He was all gunning for Sophie. And then, but he ends up returning home early, and his mum's like, what are you doing back home? Because she's obviously entertaining a gentleman fella. And he gets sent up to his room and she actually barricades him into the bedroom.
I mean, you read that and you're like, oh, that's funny. I read that and I'm like, where's child services? Like, I need to report this woman. I'm like, this is turning into a dark thriller. And you're like, this is hilarious. I just think I see the world differently.
Yeah, it's definitely American Pie. Mm. I'm interested to meet Simon James Green. He's going to be bonkers,
isn't he? I think
he's going to
be an interesting character.
Yeah. There's plenty of people signing up for your session, Simon.
Yes. They are. I read another book that wasn't YA. Sorry.
I know. You do go off sometimes, don't you?
I've been really struggling to read recently. I found it really difficult to get into books.
Mm.
I'm just like, ugh, I'd much rather go on the PlayStation, do other things. I try and do anything I can other than read. But I sat down with The Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris, which I've wanted to read for ages, but I knew it was going to be depressing because it's a real life account of The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Anyway, I could not put it down. It was.
Yeah, you said it was brilliant.
It was the most phenomenal book I've read for a while, but it really stays with you. So even though I read it in a day because I couldn't put it down, I do think that was a mistake because then it's all I've been thinking about since. I think I needed to do it in smaller chunks, but it's a brilliant book and I think everybody needs to read it. It's just what an inspiring story.
Yeah.
That she told, and there's so many notes at the back of her journey of writing this account and pictures of the guy's life, and it's it happened and you're told it happened but when you actually hear someone's story about how it happened, it just brings it back into reality, and it's just so horrific. I can't believe that actually happened. But yeah, everyone needs to read it. Brilliant book. It got me back into reading because now I've not stopped.
Yeah.
Almost finished Dogs by Emma Bennett as well.
Yes. Almost.
Almost. I've got like 80 pages left and you would not guess what happened. I'm not going to tell you.
No, don't tell me. You're
she
not
went back.
To.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
The other book I'm reading is going to be our next Book Trust Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Looking at the Stars by Lewis Hine. This is a fabulous book. That's all I can say, really. It is like an autobiography of Lewis Hine. Basically, he had a brain tumour. He's had 13 brain surgeries and he's just in and out of hospital all the time. He's also suffering from seizures. He suffers from seizures all the time. And he's just such an inspirational guy. And he talks about his school life, which sounded just horrendous. He was completely bullied all the time, which is crazy. And he ended up going to quite a rough school because they had all the facilities that would cater very well for him. So he ended up going to this school. But he was just treated so awfully. But apparently, this is very apparent for kids with disabilities. And it just, it saddens me, really. And the guy, he set up this charity called Friend Finder, because he struggled to make friends because he was always in hospital or not at school or, you know, or ill, and often people wouldn't want to be friends with him. He set up this Friend Finder and he organised like parties for people, and they would meet up.
That's
meet
really
people.
Nice.
Oh, just amazing. And he organised this massive prom for these people because he asked them, what would be the one thing that you would like to do? And they all said they wanted to go to prom because they never get to go to prom. And he apparently said he had, you know, these 150 kids like buy tickets for this prom, and they've all got these disabilities and they all come with a carer. They have to come with a carer. And he says it was absolutely bonkers, but amazing.
Restores your faith a bit in humanity,
yeah,
doesn't it?
You're an inspiration, Mr. Lewis Hine. Very, very impressive. The book's really good. I think the kids are going to just...
I think it will hopefully speak volumes to
gobble
them.
This up big time, yeah. I'm reading it quite quickly, and I just want to keep reading it as well. But, yeah, it's a good book.
The last book I read this week was a graphic novel called In Real Life by Cory Doctorow and Jen Wang. And it's about a girl that plays games. She goes on to this... It's kind of like World of Warcraft, but it's got a different name. And she... starts doing quests, she starts killing people that are farming gold from the world, but then she meets one gold farmer who's really nice, and she finds out about his life and then tries to help him change the bad things that are happening. And it's a really interesting story that's told through a video game, and the illustrations are really nice because you have the main character in her real life and then you have her in her game life, and then eventually she dyes her hair red to match her avatar in the game. And it's just a really nice book about friendship. It's very cute, very, very small graphic novel. I devoured it, really, didn't I, in a couple of days. So
yeah.
It's a really nice one. There's nothing horrible or bad in it, so you could give it to Year 7s. So I'd recommend it for school library. So next week we're going to be talking about the Excelsior Award, because a few librarians on Twitter do the Excelsior Award. I know Emma Suffield did it. So I decided, why not? Because I was doing manga/graphic novel club, and the shortlist has finally come through, and I've decided to do the blue and red one because of the age groups I've got. So we're going to chat a bit about that
and
next
what you're
week.
Going to plan to do.
Yeah. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.